Thank you, Ken Corla, and I'm very pleased that the House has agreed to the statements at this very appropriate time prior to the run-in to the December Council and the negotiations that will take place, particularly at coastal states over the next number of weeks. I do believe, and I'm in this House since 81, except for a few short periods, that the worst fishing crisis we're going to experience it since the foundation of the state, unless something drastic happens in the next few weeks. I can only describe it as the real Armageddon, with no sector safe from the impacts and devastating fallout that will follow. Over the last 5 years, Norway, Iceland and Faroes have overfished mackerel by 1 million, overfished 1 million tonnes of mackerel. Some years, Norway alone would have overfished by 55%. And these are the countries that are telling us that we need to have a sustainable fishery and we are the custodians and we must ensure that there are stocks there for future. But that's not the way that they're implementing the tax and quotas in their country. This has, as a result of this, leads ICES and their scientific advice for stocks for 2026. They call for a reduction, the Minister's outlined it, 70% mackerel, 41% in blue whiting and 20% in boar. This has the potential to cost Ireland 130 to 150 million. In areas off the coast, and in rural areas where there's no alternative source of employment. Our catching sector is facing the biggest cut to their fishing opportunities in the history. In real terms, that's proposed in the 2006 recommendations. And equivalent to the cumulative impact of 4 years' Brexit transfers. And I can state very clearly, and I mean this genuinely, that the fishing industry was thrown under the bus to secure the Brexit. Had we at that time threatened to veto Brexit, then we wouldn't have a problem today. We would have had a problem with European, but we certainly would have had the mackerel that we've given away to secure Brexit. The processing sector will be severely impacted, there are numerous jobs that will be lost in, as I said, rural areas where there's no alternative sources of employment. The processing sector could contract in the next 12 months by 180 to 200 million. The scale of the job losses and impacts is unprecedented and catastrophic in scale. 2,200 to 2,400, and I believe that has been realistic, could be gone in jobs in, say, the next 6 months. I think that the department and you, Minister, and your colleagues in government, you must firm up. We must take Europe on. I do believe that you won't succeed unless that you go out into the various member states. And it's not just enough to negotiate with the maritime states. I'm suggesting to you, Minister, and I do not believe that you or Minister Hayden will have the time to visit each capital. But I would suggest to you that you call in the ambassadors in all of these countries, not just in the coastal states, but in all of the others in Eastern Europe, because they will have an input. And I know from experience over the years, they will go along with the Commission's recommendations. But if you or the ambassadors meet their counterparts and meet those responsible and highlight for them the implications for us and request them not to vote in favour. They'll go for a qualified majority, of course, but not to vote and make it very clear to them. And I would hope that the Minister for Foreign Affairs, who told me he was quite interested in resolving this, and so is the Taoiseach, call in the ambassadors and get them to go to the various capitals. If you people, but I would say to you that you should go to the maritime state capitals and the commissioners do the others. I believe that the department, and no disrespect, I was ahead of that for years when I had, but I believe we're all out of our depth, and it's my fear, that is the fear of, not me, but the fear of the industry. While I accept your bona fides and commitment, Minister, I'm not fully convinced that all of your team are on top of this crisis. I believe that you and your team don't fully appreciate the detrimental effects of the proposed reductions. And I'm convinced that have we the capacity to deal with the challenges ahead, then this needs to be dealt with by an all-government approach, and I've made a recommendation to you. Europe has been weak at coastal states. The very same Norway that are chief architects of the destruction of the mackerel stock will be attempting again to gain access to the west of Ireland over the next number of weeks. I'm pleased that you have taken a very strong view and that you have instructed your officials to oppose the entry of Europe into the west of Ireland this year. And I'm grateful to you for that, and I hope that you will follow through on that. I strongly united no from Ireland and the EU to Norway to stop supporting the industry and, moreover, the recovery of these shared stocks such as blue whiting and mackerel. We must also ensure that you can convince Europe and that the market access and trade restrictions for fish products to be fully applied against Norway. And that can be done against Norway, against Faroe and against Iceland. And that can be done under Article 1016 of 2012. And that needs to be fully implemented because Norway need the European Union market to sell their products. We could lose up to 40 to 50% of the value of our national quotas in monetary terms inside the next 3 months. Let that sink in. It's very serious for the country and particularly for the coastal counties, whether it's Donegal, Galway, Mayo, right down to Cork and Kerry and across to Waterford and up. Because it's not just these. If you look at the proposals from ISIS, it's just not mackerel, blue whiting and boar fish. There are other species of demersal fish that are also affected. I believe also, and I would hope it wouldn't have to happen, but I think if it has to happen, the government needs to immediately draw up a financial framework and a support package to cover the affected sectors from catching to processing. This needs to be done. If we're serious about this, then this needs to be done over the next 4 weeks. It's not good enough to say that the budget's over now and we have to look ahead. Then this is unprecedented, and I think this financial framework should be drawn up. The government needs to address the weaknesses of our department. It's been too long, I believe, too weak and out of touch with the fishing sectors and communities. It's just to allow it to meander as it did before. We're weak within Europe and our presence needs to be strengthened there. And I believe that the Perm Rep have to strengthen their representation there to look after our interests, because the big debt is the council meeting. But it's done and dusted at that stage. A lot of the work has been done. It's over the next number of weeks that we want to ensure that the officials get the additional support they need to prepare for that important meeting. The government needs to address the over-regulation of the fishing and processing. We at times say, oh, we're so proud because we're implementing European legislation and European rules and regulations. I believe that that's killing the industry. And I know full well that the SFPA, they've driven away foreign landings from this country. And they're not landing, and they could be landing here, but they've driven them away. Factory ships that work the waters around the country, they're unregulated with absolutely no oversight. No one knows what they are at out there. And we don't have the capacity now within the Defence Forces to try and ensure that we stop that overfishing. The 2006 Sea Fisheries and Maritime Jurisdiction Act needs to be redrafted from scratch. I remember on the other side of the House, and it's the first time in the history of the state that a statutory instrument was rescinded in all those years. And I was the one who pioneered that, because fishermen were getting penalty points. And if they went to court afterwards, the court might have overturned, but the penalty points still existed. So you're driving down the road, down the M1, you get penalty points. You go to the court, then the penalty points are scratched, whereas here they're not. And no sooner was I out of this House in 2020, when the penalty points were reintroduced at that time. And I got the support, and I was told by people on this side of the House that time, I didn't even have the support of my own party. I had the support, I had the support of Sinn Féin, I had the support of Labour, I had the support of the Independents, I had all of them. And as soon as I was gone, it was changed like that. And of course, I think that was wrong to have done that. And I didn't even get a telephone call to say, this was your rescinding of the penalty points. But I mean, that's for another day that I'll deal with going forward. In the pelagic sector, we need as a national policy of government to reintroduce in-factory weighing. And I can't take credit that I went to Joe Borg, the commissioner, when our pelagic fish were being weighed in the pier, going out into ambient temperature, affecting the quality of the fish. And I brought him over to Killybegs, and he saw the futility of that and introduced weighing in factories. And they're now, the factories are full of cameras, that you don't have to leave the office in Killybegs or in Castletown Bear or whatever. You can see exactly what's going on. I mean, this is futile, and the quality of the fish are being affected. That's something that has been looked at. And there's an attitude that all of those in the fishing industry are criminals. I can state very clearly, having spent a lifetime, that they're good, honest, decent people who get very little support and create jobs in areas where there's no alternative source of employment. I do believe that in the pelagic sector, we need to, as a national policy of government, to reintroduce that in-house weighing. But that's for another day. But if it's going the way it's going, there might be much need to weigh. There could be so little as a result of the cuts. Year in, year out, we witness how the effects of blue whiting processes for human consumption, a fishery that we in this country pioneered. It was Ireland who pioneered. And I also can take some credit in 1972, I remember very well, when mackerel were going out the road to fish meal. And at that time, I sent samples to a number of factories in Europe, opened up the markets there. And they are still continuing to this very day. So I can take some credit, and I fully understand it. And coming from a rural constituency, I realise the importance of fishing. So, Minister, if we fail to get our house in order and we face into the greatest fishing and processing crisis in our history, we will pay the greatest price due to our own incompetence. I would strongly recommend to you, Minister, that you take up my suggestion and that you call in or the Minister of Foreign Affairs or whoever and instruct the ambassadors to go to the various governments and make it very clear to them the implications of this. I believe this demands immediate action, a completely new direction, a new leadership, and I would wish you well in your endeavours. It's a difficult time. It's a lonely place to be. I've been there many years. It's a lonely place when you're in there, but if you can secure the support of some of the maritime states, European states, but particularly those states who have no interest in fish, none whatsoever, and convince them that you're being done down, and I do believe that you'll get support from them. Go, Michael.